What does it take to solve problems in agriculture, or any problem for that matter? According to one youth leader, it takes cooperation between people of all ages. Hello everyone, I'm Beverly Krell with Brownfield Ag News, and this is Rural Issues. Serving as the National FFA Central Region Vice President will allow South Dakota native Wyatt DeYoung the opportunity to work with FFA members across the country, as well as the current leaders in the agricultural industry. DeYoung says cooperation between ag youth and ag leaders will be essential in solving the problems the industry faces today.
Engaging, that word I think is something that we can really take and utilize more and more, whether that be a hands-on approach to learning, experiential learning that we can do, whether that be in the classroom or even in careers tied to agriculture, that becomes a vital role to engage students, to engage younger FFA members, younger personnel in the community, so that we're ready. We're ready and we're set to meet the challenges and to focus on not only growth of what we have, but growth of who we are developing. Because, you know, it is a cliche to say that the youth is the future of our industry, is the future of our country, future of our world, and it's cliche for a reason, and to keep that in mind and to actively seek out ways to engage, maybe in the local FFA chapter itself, to be able to be a part of a chapter's ag advisory committee, being a volunteer, helping with service projects, going on a trip, to be able to engage students and ask the questions that are the hard questions. And even as adults, I think it's important to ask students, to ask young people, the questions that we don't have answers to yet.
DeYoung emphasizes that this responsibility belongs to both generations. He encourages students and young adults to get involved in the industry and to take an active role in these issues.
I think it's such a vital position that students need to start getting engaged in, because everything that's going on in the industry now, it affects them. Affects them both directly and indirectly. Whether they're going into an agriculture field or not, we need to be aware of the technologies that are going in to producing new products, to be able to sustain not only the food supply, but also to sustain the environment. Those type of concerns are brought up by the public, and questions are being asked, and it's our role in what the industry is doing is finding those answers and constantly improving.
I'm Beverly Krell with Brownfield Ag News, and this is Rural Issues.